It is my pleasure to introduce to you our student speaker for the class of 2025. Each year, the students who graduate with a 4.0 grade point average hold a conclave to select one classmate from among them to deliver the commencement address. This year's speaker is a St. Peter's parishioner and the son of Tony and Judy Fulton. Please welcome Basil Fulton.
Hello, everyone. My name is Basil Fulton, and I'm honored to speak on behalf of the Pius Class of 2025. Firstly, I would like to thank Bishop Conley, our administrators, teachers, and staff for making this day possible. I would also like to thank all of our parents and guests who have come to witness this graduation ceremony. And I would be remiss if I failed to thank you, my fellow classmates, for being a part of this journey that we call high school. And wow, what a journey it's been. Was it really 4 years ago that we first stepped foot in those crowded hallways? The time really flew by. We barely had time to pull our masks over our noses before the terrors of freshman year became just another Tuesday of sophomore year. And again, we blinked and another year passed. As juniors, we hardly had time to wave goodbye to the seniors before we realized that we had already taken their place. So here we are now. We climbed the rungs of high school. We made it. Now, this may seem random, but I have a little story for you all. You may be asking, Basil, what the heck? You shouldn't be telling stories. You should be stuttering and sweating and speaking wisdom. Well, I can assure you I'm doing at least one of those things. But please, as I tell this story, I want you all not to simply listen to it, but enjoy it. It's a gift from me to you. One of the earliest memories I have was when I was very little. I was at my grandma's house, playing in her backyard. Picture it with me. It's a beautiful spring day, you know, when the weather is just perfect. The sun is shining, its welcomed warmth interrupted by the occasional comforting breeze. Not a single cloud is casting a shadow, but I don't mind. All the shade I could want is under one of the many trees that frame the small yard. One spot in particular tickles my fancy. The toddler version of myself waddles over to the corner of the yard where I find the object of my fascination. There's a little metal slide with a short plastic ladder that's just the right size for a toddler. At first, I'm a little hesitant. The slide seems a lot bigger up close. I take the first step up. Hey, that wasn't so bad. I step again, and I start to feel more comfortable. After the third step, it just feels natural. One more step, and I've completed the climb. Here I am now. I climbed the rungs of the ladder. I made it. And you know what the best part is? The story doesn't end there. In fact, climbing the ladder is only the beginning of the experience. You can imagine the fun and joy a toddler gets from sliding down the slide. They enjoy every moment of it. Heck, even climbing up the ladder was fun. It felt like such a gift to me whenever I got to use that slide. Now, it's funny, but I think we could look at Basil the toddler as a good role model for the current situation we graduates find ourselves in. My friends, we are at the top of the high school ladder. Our stories don't end here. In fact, they've just begun. Each of us can look back at the ladder we have all climbed. Your ladder probably looks different from the person next to you. Some of its steps may have been difficult, some confusing, some stressful, or some unexpected. And likewise, the steps may have been fun, or easy, or faith-filled, or seemingly perfect. So, I have to ask you, did you enjoy them? And I don't mean, did you have a fun time? No, I'm asking if you were present, if you treated each and every moment like the gift that it was. And I mean that. Every moment of every day is a gift from God. You would not be here without him. Again, I ask, did you enjoy every moment for the gift that it was, whether it was the happiness you experienced from the good times or the growth from the bad? Like the toddler recognizes the gift of climbing his ladder, did you recognize the gift it was to climb yours? Our outlook really is important. Take my slide story, for example. Taken at face value, it's just a story that hardly pertains to anyone. But if you enjoyed it as it was the gift that I offered you, then it would have been so much more than just a story. You'd be entertained by its imagery and enabled to recognize it as an analogy for life. The story is the same either way you look at it, but how much more valuable are our gifts when we enjoy them? Like I said earlier, these past 4 years may have seemed to go by too fast, and they could have been easily missed or hard to enjoy as gifts. I hope your time at Pius proved to be full of blessings, but at last, we can take off our uniforms, finally, because we're leaving now and have already lived through the gifts of each moment in high school. But don't forget, the top of the ladder is not the end goal. Each of us can turn our gaze from where we came from and look forward to where we are going. Down our own slide. The past is behind us. We have no control now over how we have spoken or acted back then, but we can control what we do now and in the future. And we can do that by taking each moment as it comes. You may not know how your life is going to turn out. Your slide might be a little unclear or foggy, but I can assure you, you do not walk alone. You are all surrounded by good and loving people, and even more importantly, by good and loving God, who is with you with every step you take. He will continue to fill your life with moments, and each of those moments is a gift. Let's make the most of our gifts. As I was writing this speech, I felt a lot of different emotions. Sadness, nervousness, excitement, you name it. Graduation is a bittersweet thing. It's hard to say goodbye to so many of the wonderful people you've gotten to know so well. I sometimes can't believe it. But when I think of all the amazing people I'm blessed to call my peers, I'm filled with so much hope. I know that you all are going to make the world such a better place. It's hard to see so many paths split, but I look forward to seeing where the Lord leads you. With that being said, we have arrived at the top of our high school ladder. With one small step, we'll be sliding on to the rest of our lives. But this need not be a time of fear and uncertainty. Let us find comfort in God. He gives us each moment, and He guides us always. All we need to do is accept His gifts and enjoy the moments. Class of 2025, it's been a privilege to share so many moments with you. Continue to live the rest of yours to the fullest. I wish you all the best. Now, let us step off our ladders and slide. Thank you.